Say your name and your organization.
My name is Cody Livingston. I'm the chapter president and co-founder of Guys Who Give Kalamazoo County.
What do you do for a living?
Sure. I work in marketing and advertising for the MLive Media Group.
Where was your organization founded and how many chapters does it have?
It was originally founded by my older brother, Justin Livingston, in Boulder County, Colorado, about 3 years ago. And we currently have 6 chapters with a couple more on the horizon, including a women's group that we're going to be dubbing Gals Who Give.
Oh, and when is that going to start and where?
There's a Denver County chapter out in Colorado, and the women's, the first Gals Who Give, will be also in Denver County.
What is the organization?
So Guys Who Give is a simple concept organization that essentially tries to rally 100 men once a quarter for an hour to get together, nominate 3 organizations that serve the local county that they're serving. We get together, we vote, we nominate, we vote, and all write a $100 check to a single organization in hopes of giving a $10,000 gift to an organization that's serving our communities in our own backyard.
And how exactly do you do that? Is it rather informal? People just kind of come to a meeting, fill out a slip, you put it in a hat. How do you guys do this?
Yep. So it's a simple concept. So as a member, so someone who commits to doing this once a quarter, 4 times a year, you can choose to nominate any organization locally. They have to serve the county in which we are participating in, and they have to be a 501c3. Are the only qualifications. So we're very laid back in the sense of we don't allow presentation material. We don't pre-select any organizations that we're going to be choosing that night. So as a member, you can nominate any organization you'd like. We pull 3 out of a hat. Those 3 members get to talk for up to 5 minutes about the organization. But again, no presentation materials, very informal, speak from your heart. And then we as a group decide who we're going to nominate for that quarter. And everyone writes a check directly to that organization. So the hope is that we have a stack of $100 checks, 100 of them, at the end of the evening that we can turn over to the local organization.
What year was your chapter founded in Kalamazoo County?
Yep, so we just had our one-year anniversary in August of 2017 was our first event. And so we just celebrated that here with our 5th event.
When you started, how many people did you start out with, and how many do you have now?
Sure. We started off with 18 guys at our very first meeting a year ago, and at this last quarterly event, we had 90 and actually raised $9,200 with a couple of generous members who doubled up their giving.
And to date, how much money have you given to the community?
So to date, in Kalamazoo County alone, we've given about $27,000. And again, the goal is for us to raise a $10,000 gift every quarter. So this year, we just missed our mark for our very first event of our second year. But the hope is to raise a $10,000 gift and a $40,000 donation yearly to local organizations.
So basically, from August to present, it's been $27,000, right?
Yep.
Obviously, your brother started this organization. But what made you want to bring that here to Kalamazoo County? Like, what was the impetus for that? Did he ask you? How did that work?
So before he started the organization out in Boulder County, Colorado, you know, we had been discussing some opportunities for us to be more charitable. We grew up very middle class with parents who were great role models and allowed us to be very involved in the community, do a lot of giving back by way of physically doing charitable events. So as we've gotten older and gotten established and we all have families and we're very busy people, we've kind of gotten away from our charitable roots. So the concept of, you know, or I should say the power of 100 concept is not original, as you and I have talked about. But the idea of just rallying 100 guys in cities that we both live in that are very beer-centric, can we get 100 guys together to have a cocktail and talk about local charity and make an impact? So it's really great for us individually to go and give a $100 donation to a local organization that's doing really great work in our communities. But if we can all pool our resources together and have 100 guys give a $100 donation, that's making impact that is actually sizable, change we can see and feel in our own backyard. And so with him starting the organization out in Colorado, it just became very apparent that it's just not that hard to be charitable. So we kind of take all of the hard work out of the charity work just by rallying guys for a simple 45 minutes to an hour once a quarter at a bar and make it fun. And it's been a great introduction to charity for a lot of the younger guys. And our group is very diverse in that, you know, we've got retired CEOs of large global organizations in a room with 25-year-old guys that are just starting out their careers here locally. And to see that interaction go down has been very rewarding for us.
In terms of being diverse in age and things like that, how diverse is it in terms of race?
It could be better. So that's one thing that I've truly been pushing. We have a big opportunity in Kalamazoo to try and diversify the group even more so. So I think there's 3 or 4, maybe 5 African-American, at least 2, 3, trying to go through the list in my head here. Hispanic, I know there's at least a couple of Indian gentlemen.
You know, when I spoke to the researcher at Grand Valley State, one of the things he mentioned is a big driving force behind some of these giving circles. Of course, it's charitable giving, but mm-hmm. it's also become a way to really kind of create connections. And that's why some people often do these things.
Absolutely.
Was that at all a motivating factor in starting this beyond just saying, hey, you know what, you just waking up one day and say, you know what, I want to be charitable?
Yeah, so the charitable reasons are the core of why we started this group.
You mean brought it here locally?
Started locally, yep. A nice byproduct of having, you know, a room with 100 men in it is obviously the networking aspect. So there are a lot of working professionals that are there to not only be charitable, but to meet other business decision makers and individuals in a room where it makes sense to do so. Because when you pull 100 charitable individuals from a community like that, you're bound to get some great guys. So it's a lot of like-minded individuals that, you know, opening doors as far as friendships are concerned, business opportunities and other networking advantages. But the primary goal of what we're all there to do is to make an impact charitably in our community.
What is it that you want people to know about giving circles? What have you found out about it? Like, what's your takeaway? I mean, it could be these intangible things. It could be anything.
So the biggest takeaway that I think we are finding is that we've found a way to make being charitable super efficient. So like I mentioned earlier, it's easy for me to go and give a $100 gift once a quarter to a charity of my choosing. But we know we're not making the biggest amount of impact by doing that individually. So by pooling our resources, we can be more impactful in a more efficient way in only 45 minutes to an hour once a quarter. So that's been very gratifying for myself and a lot of the members, especially in my chapter, is seeing the impact that we can make in just a quick one-hour meeting here once a quarter.
And are you really finding that some friendships and networking is really occurring at these groups?
Yeah, it's been great. For myself personally, I've been introduced to individuals that I would otherwise not ever be in a room with. So those friendships and networking opportunities have been personally very rewarding. I've had individuals reach out to me saying, hey, I met this gentleman, Greg, the other night. Do you have his last name or his contact information? We discussed ABC topic, and I really like to follow up with him. And so that type of thing is happening. I've had a lot of individuals talk to me about the networking opportunity specifically, where they say, you know, from a business perspective, it's $33 a month towards charity. And then I also get all of these great relationships and conversations happening that I otherwise wouldn't have the opportunity to do. And so I know that those things are occurring at our events, but the rewarding aspect of how charitable and how much impact we're making is the primary focus of what we're trying to achieve there.
Earlier in the conversation, I mentioned about Women Who Care, that group having kind of a similar format as yours that was already in the community. And there's many others I know throughout the region. Did the formation of the women's group at all encourage you guys to bring a chapter here?
So honestly, we didn't know about the women's organization here locally until after we were ramping up for our first event. The concept, the whole Power of 100 concept nationally is pretty well known, and there's lots of people doing things around it in different ways. But we were not specifically aware of the Women Who Care in Kalamazoo. We knew of the organization nationally because they're part of a larger group. But yeah, we weren't specifically aware of them in Kalamazoo. In fact, coincidentally, they meet a week after us. So we meet the second Wednesday in the second month of each quarter. They happen to meet the third Wednesday of each second month in each quarter. So it's been fun to try and develop a relationship there where we can both advocate for each other and help each other grow. But no, specifically, we weren't familiar with them. We knew that there were circles, giving circles in all of our local communities, but it didn't necessarily influence us.
It didn't say, hey, you know what, the women are doing it. Let's get in on it.
No, I wish I could, but nope.
That wasn't it. Anything else I should know about this topic or about your organization that you would like to share before we close?
No, I don't think so. You know, any advocating you can do for us, we meet once a quarter, like I mentioned. November 14th is the next opportunity to do so. Social media has been a great tool for us for reaching new people and creating relationships within the organization, all those types of things. So I would encourage people to follow us at Guys Who Give Kalamazoo County.
Wait, do you meet at the same place all the time, or do you rotate around?
We do. We were originally meeting at the lower level of Tibbs Brewery in downtown Kalamazoo, and we have outgrown that. So we are, for the foreseeable future, meeting at the 600 Kitchen and Bar in downtown Kalamazoo, which is a Millennium Restaurant Group location.
You said November 14th. What time?
November 14th. We meet from 6 to 7 p.m. is the actual event. We open up for pre-registration and cocktails from 5 to 6,
okay.
And then the events are from 6 to 7.
Cody, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it.